Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good to be here. Now, a little bit smoky when we left work yesterday.
What was going on there? Is there a bushfire?
Burnings. So, of course, that affected the Peel region and into Perth as well. But it cleared. The wind picked up and the smoke was sort of like cleared out pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was quite thick though, wasn't it?
It was. It was very thick.
For
it was
a stage there.
Apparently the 14th most polluted city in the world yesterday, according to the health monitors, with the amount of smoke, on par with Mumbai in India.
Get real.
To give you an idea
of how that's pretty bad, because it's terrible
shocking
over there in India. I just stayed inside and I didn't turn my aircon on. Not that it really matters, because I think I've got reverse cycle anyway. I think it's evaporative where it sucks it in, right?
I think they both do.
I didn't need it yesterday. But today, cool change. It's beautiful.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I like a bit of rain.
Although, we've got to spare a thought for the people over the east. I think 42 is the top for Adelaide today. I think Canberra's going for nearly 40. And we've got those bushfires happening in New South Wales and southern Queensland You've got a nice story about...
I do. I've got a really nice story a little bit later on to do with the bushfires and a dog.
Nice.
Yeah.
Time to give away those very sought-after murder mystery night tickets at the Peel Manor House. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning.
How you going?
Hi, who's this?
Peter.
Peter, how you doing, Pete?
Pretty good, yourself?
Good,
great.
Mate.
You like a bit of murder mystery? You like a bit of 80s?
Yeah, love the 80s. Yep,
okay.
Sure do.
Well, if you love the 80s, you should be able to tell us who sung it. That's all I'm going to play.
Had to be George Michael, Wham.
Yes!
We'll play that. Wham.
We will.
Wake me up before you go. Well done, Pete.
No worries.
You are off to go check out the murder mystery at the Peel Manor House, 80s extermination. So have so much fun. It's going to be amazing. Friday, December the 13th.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot for that. Can I give a plug or something?
Who to?
I'm a volunteer at Canine Dog Rescue. So if anybody wants a dog, please visit Canine Dog Rescue. We've got so many dogs looking for a new home, that's all.
How can people contact you?
Yep, you can call the office, 9581-9005, after 10 o'clock. Or if they want to view the dogs, we're on their webpage, the Canine Dog webpage in Mandra.
And do you guys also take volunteers to come help walk the dogs and things like that?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We have an induction every 2 months on a Saturday. Any time that anybody can give us a hand, because we're always short of volunteers, so that'd be great.
Didn't you conk out the other day and needed fuel?
I did.
What happened?
My car ran out of fuel.
No, it didn't.
Because I got a new fuel meter put in it.
Uh-huh.
This is my old car, right?
Yep.
And it doesn't work.
So you ran out of fuel and you had to get your mates to bring the jerry can and fill you up and then off you went.
Uh-huh. This is
Saturday.
Hilarious. Just on the Estuary Bridge.
Oh, no.
But I managed to get off the Estuary Bridge just enough to go into that new bus lane that was created.
Perfect.
Perfect. So I waited there for a while. So if you saw me broken down at the side of the road, hi. Actually, turn on your mic, Daniel.
There we go. You're too busy waving at me.
What an idiot.
Come on.
14 past eight.
Now, Pete from Waikiki, who won the Peel Manor murder mystery tickets just before, he talked about his volunteer work at Canine and encouraged people to adopt a dog, which is so lovely. He volunteers, walks the dogs, help feeds them and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And I suggested to you, Gunners, I was like, why don't you volunteer? You have a heart for Canine and dogs and stuff like
that.
Dogs, and you said, because if you volunteer, you'll end up taking all the dogs home.
Pretty much.
Which is true. And I said, why don't you adopt a dog? And then, of course, you reminded me your cat's crazy and would probably eat it.
Well, the dog would eat the cat or the cat would eat the dog if they're not socialised. My cat would have a big problem if I took a dog home.
Yep. So then you jumped online anyway to see what you could do and you've decided that you're going to sponsor a dog.
You can sponsor a dog for $7.50 a week. The funds go towards much-needed food, medical care and training, as well as improved grooming, bedding and kennel facilities.
Yep.
And you get a postcard from the dog that you're sponsoring.
I've done my duty because I have a rescue dog, so I'm paying my dues already, okay?
And you got it from the Canine Dog Rescue.
But it was one that was in the wheat belt because it was like a rescue dog from the wheat belt. So I got it from far away. I travelled like a couple of hours to pick her up. Bless her.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, Angelina Jolie, she gets a bit of a bad rap. Some people either really like her or they really don't. But I'm going to shine a light on something awesome that she's done. In 2003, Angelina Jolie purchased 60,000 hectares of Cambodian land that was infiltrated by poachers. She turned it into a wildlife reserve and then hired some of the former poachers as rangers.
I had no idea she did that.
No, neither did I. That's why I thought, you need to know this about her. That's freaking awesome. And she gave them jobs. So she turned around a negative and made it a complete positive and gave them jobs.
Well, she's just gone up in my book.
Absolutely. And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
Wednesday, which means my turn to do the hard word. And today I've gone with morass.
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 Let's hear it.
Is it A, grotesque, B, carefree, or C, a muddy patch of ground? Morass.
I'm tossing up between A or C.
Mm-hmm. So you're ruling out B?
Yeah, I'm ruling out B.
You're ruling out carefree?
Yep. Carefree's gone.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go with, my gut says A, but I'm going to go against it and go C.
Now, we've had this conversation before about trusting your gut, and your gut is usually spot on.
I know.
So you're going to go against your gut, and you're going to go with a muddy patch of ground.
Yes.
For morass.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Last chance?
Yes.
She's got it right.
You know why I went with that one? Because I thought molasses, thick, muddy patch of grass, that'll do. That's where I went with that. That was my thought process.
That was your train of thought, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, it worked. I don't know how, but it did.
Put it in a sentence. Go
on. Okay. It was a beautiful sunny spring day and Ali was skipping along until she fell face first into a morass, mushy, muddy patch of ground.
You'd like to see that, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. Actually, it was me that pushed you.
That's a bit mean.
I didn't really push you. I tripped you with piano wire along the footpath.
I think I need to look for another job. Today's hard word, laced with passive aggression. Amid the sheer devastation of the bushfires over east, there's little rays of pure sunshine, such as Bear, the koala detection dog.
Bit of a dog theme this morning.
I know. I saw this story this morning and I thought I have to share this. It makes me so happy. Now, Bear's job, he's a border collie, works with the International Fund for Animal Welfare. He finds sick, injured and orphan koalas that have managed to survive the fire decimated areas. How amazing is that?
That's very cool. So some dogs sniff out, what are those really expensive truffles.
Oh,
some dogs,
truffle sniffers.
Truffle sniffers.
Or you've got the police dogs that sniff out other substances.
And this is a koala sniffer.
Yes. Now, he was picked up by the University of the Sunshine Coast.
Sounds a bit wrong, sorry.
And he was trained to track koalas and he's the only dog in Australia that can actually track a koala by the smell of its poop and its fur. So how clever is that?
Wow.
And the cutest thing about this is that Bear was surrendered by his owners because he had OCD and they couldn't cope with him. But it's the perfect tenacity to track koalas because he won't give up until he's sniffed one out.
Because he's a bit ADD.
Yeah, OCD.
OCD.
Yeah, so he's obsessive compulsive. He just has to track down those koalas. And Bear is standing by right now to help out. So when he gets the call, off they fly to whatever location to go find koalas.
Cool.
And then they rescue the koalas.
Actually, your dog Pepper would be good because she's a bit OCD.
Yeah, she is. She's a bit like that. But how cute is that? Anyway, I just wanted to shine a light on a nice story coming from over east.
Nice.
Thanks to Bear the Koala Detection Dog for doing some awesome super dog work. Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Now you can have Gunners and Ali anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.